KFT 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley on board now. 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show at 884-9910 or always at Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Does the left really want to solve the problem of gun violence, of the issues that we have? I say absolutely not. Because something that isn't highly publicized here in Nevada is the fact that a gun trade show worker stole 65 firearms, including three machine guns in that number. That was just this year in January. Well, he has now been sentenced to 2 years in federal prison and 1,000 hours of community service. He stole three machine guns and 65 firearms that were found in his home from this trade show. He got a sentence of 2 years. Does that sound like a good enough sentence? What do you think he was going to do with those firearms? What do you think black market those were going to go on to? Just saying. Let's go to the phone lines because I have a very special guest joining us today. It's just amazing what you can do when you call people in the middle of the night and they're groggy and what they agree to. Alan Gottlieb joining us right now. He is one of the best advocates of defense and the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, also a chairman of the Citizens Committee to Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and the publisher of Gun Week. Also on the board of directors of the American Conservative Union. What did you think about the CPAC West for the first time here, Alan? Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Great to be with you, Monica. You can call me in the middle of the night anytime. Actually, CPAC West was a great success. It was the first one we had out on the West Coast, and I got to speak at it, and it was a great audience. I got to meet a lot of people in your neck of the woods, and it was a great exchange of information.
And I just hope we keep them going, because it really is a great way for people in the West who have heard about CPAC and watched clips and things like that on the national news, but really get to participate and come and see and meet the Matt Schlapps and the Matthew Whitakers and the Alan Gottliebs of the world and be able to hear them face to face. So, Alan, I just don't know what to think about the presidential candidates that are running right now on the fear of mass attacks with firearms. First off, did Beto O'Rourke actually slip up, or do you think he purposely announced that, yes, we are going to take your ARs and your AKs, we are going to take them?
He didn't slip up, Monica. It was done intentionally. You know, when you have that many candidates in the Democratic primary running for president, and you're sitting there on the stage of a Democratic debate, you're appealing to the left wing of the party, and you've got to, go extreme as you can. And so he announced it. But that's always been his position. He's actually announced that before that he wanted them banned. He just didn't quite do it as in your face as he did in the Democratic debate. But what bothered me the most, Monica, was the fact that, one, the audience there totally went crazy applauding and cheering him on, showing where the Democratic base is at. And not one of the other Democratic presidential candidates, said, no, that's crazy. And the only criticism from Democrats that he has had about this was not about his content, or his philosophy about guns. It was the fact that it was a stupid move to do during the election, because we telegraphed to the gun owners we want to take their guns away. Now they're going to get excited and get involved in politics. So it was, it was more about, we're criticizing him because it hurts us to win and get our agenda through. He should have just been quiet about it until after we got elected. And that's how they play their game.
Well, can you explain to people? I mean, I try to get this point across every time I talk about it, but it's the whole give an inch, take a mile aspect, since there is proven facts. There are numbers out there, statistics that show that these mass shootings, they are not committed the majority of the time by rifles.
That's definitely true. And in fact, of the matter, I mean, I think it's something like around less than 1% are done by these so-called assault rifles. And I think it's only 3% in total are done by all rifles in general. 97% of guns used in crime tend to be handguns to begin with. But like, you know, I wrote, you know, and their solutions their answers to this don't fit the problem. You know, example, as I wrote recently in my USA Today column, every one of these mass murders that we've had has been by somebody who went through a background check, with the exception of two, mm-hmm. where they stole the guns from their parents who did go through a background check, up until this recent one in Modessa, Texas. And in that one, the person bought a gun that was illegally manufactured. So he never would have gone through a background check anyway when a gun is made illegally. It wasn't sold to a dealer or anybody else. It was a criminal making the gun to start with. So the bottom line is none of their solutions work.
Well, to me, in my mind, it is a setup for the next step. If they are able to do this, they are going to set precedent if they actually ban a certain style of gun. Who's to say the next step? Well, we got ARs and AKs, so let's go after the 1911s now, because that's the real problem.
Well, exactly. I mean, we just banned a gun that's used in 1% of crime. So now let's ban a gun that's used in more than 1% of crime. Obviously, it would make more sense if you support gun bans to do that than to ban the so-called AR. But again, when they come out for banning guns, and it's not just banning, but it's outright prohibition and confiscation. It's what they're coming out with now. You can't sit down with them even to talk about any kind other form of gun control, because you know what their goal is. They want one piece of your pie today, and they come back with the rest of the pie tomorrow. They're not being intellectually honest about dealing with you to try and do anything to begin with. They want to eradicate the private ownership of firearms in the United States. And that's what this is all about.
Right. So we are seeing that nibble with the red flag laws going on right now in Nevada. You just keep nibbling away at the Second Amendment until finally the whole pie is gone. What can people in a state who are controlled by, say, you know, what can people in Nevada do who are controlled by the liberal Democrats in Clark County do to protect the Second Amendment?
Well, I think one thing you can do is join a local gun rights group. And in Nevada, you guys are very lucky. You've got a great group that's been formed a few years ago called the Nevada Firearms Coalition. And just Google it, Nevada Firearms Coalition, and you'll get the information on their website on how to join and get involved. It's really important for boots on the ground to get involved with local groups so that gun owners are engaged and active. We just had our National Gun Rights Policy Conference. It was in Phoenix, and the head of the Nevada Firearms Coalition spoke at it and even got an award for his fine work in Nevada. So I would recommend everybody to get involved with the Nevada Firearms Coalition.
Is there anything that we can do on the national level, on the national stage to help?
Yeah, of course, you know, writing, calling, and faxing your congressmen and senators is very important, especially now with Congress looking to, you know, pick up various gun control proposals that are being pushed. And, of course, the elections, the 2020 elections, is everything. With our firearms freedom, there's always one election away from extinction. And pretty much the Democratic presidential candidate said they want to make it extinct as soon as possible. So you can't start too early and get involved in presidential races today, quite frankly, because your freedom depends on it.
Well, we're screwed then, because we only have one congressional representative that is Republican and that supports the Second Amendment right. Both of our senators and all of the rest of our congresspeople are Democrats, and we know how they feel. You work on the national stage. If someone emails or calls, say, Nancy Pelosi's office or Chuck Schumer's office or, you know, any of the others out there, Sacramento or even New York, does that make a difference at all? Or do we just have to keep hammering away at our Democrats?
You have to keep hammering away at your Democrats, but contacting leaders, Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House, contacting leadership makes sense, because it puts pressure on them and lets them know that the voters may not be with them and they may be barking up the wrong tree, so to speak. But even for your politicians at home that don't support Second Amendment rights, show up at their town hall meetings and question them on it. Make them make statements in public. You know, draw them out so that people can see how extreme they are. I think that's very, very important. We just had one that made national news where a woman, Beto O'Rourke, was on the campaign trail, asked him some questions and let him know that she's, you're not taking my guns away from me. And it made national press. So these things have impact. Please get engaged and involved.
Well, some people criticize me, but that's why on my Twitter site at JYE_Monica, I am actually pictured with my 45 and my AR. You know, we have Sheila Jackson Lee out there saying an AR is heavier than 10 moving boxes that you would be using and has a 50 caliber round in it. The misinformation that is spread by these politicians, how damaging is that?
Well, it's damaging when the national media lets them get away with it. When they make false statements constantly about, you know, firearms, there's no doubt that if you can repeat it over and over again, people hear it over and over again, and they tend to believe it even though it's a false fact. So it's extremely important to try and correct those things. And also lean on media. When somebody makes a false statement like that, hold the media to the fire. Ask them, hey, why aren't you questioning her on this? She's making things up, and you know, you should call her on it.
One last question, Alan, because you have the ear of the national stage, and that is there are concerns locally that President Trump is backsliding on the red flag laws that will be one of those, you know, give an inch, take a mile type situations. Do you feel that he is fully supporting Second Amendment, or is he backsliding?
I don't think he's backsliding, but I can say he's 100% fully supporting the Second Amendment. But he definitely cares about the Second Amendment. He supports it. He wants to protect it. And he's done everything he can so far to do that, including, you know, getting 150-plus judges confirmed to our courts that are pro-gun rights. But, you know, if the White House wants to solve problems, they want to lower deaths and injuries in our country, and they can't just sit there and do nothing. I've been in constant communication with the White House, and quite frankly, what the White House is looking to do, we have 11 states that have these red flag laws, and all of them are horrible and don't provide due process at the front end or the back end,
yeah.
Basically.
And that includes Nevada now.
Right. And none of them have penalties for anybody who makes false statements against somebody else. So there's nothing to keep in check, you know, people misusing these laws. The White House is looking at trying to do the Lindsey Graham, the Democratic proposal in the House that passed the House, the president will not sign. Senator Graham has one in the Senate that, quite frankly, the president doesn't like the way it is, but if it's tweaked, he might support it. But one of the things we want to put in there, and what that one does, it only provides funding for states who have these red flag laws want to put red flag laws into place to help implement them and give them information. But what the president's concerned about is the current ones are really bad. So he wants to put a rider. If in fact Lindsey Graham's pushing his forward, he wants a rider in there that would deny that funding to any of the states that don't provide due process, you know, with the red flag laws, which would mean the current states would have an incentive to roll back to the bad parts of those laws. So he's trying to work in a way to make things better, not worse.
All right. Alan, how can people find out more and follow you on the different sources of social media to keep up with you besides being the publisher of Gun Week?
The best thing to actually, Gun Week's changed its name to being thegunmag.com. Thegunmag.com. Now we've just changed the name and expanded our online version of it. But you can reach me, find out all about everything we're doing at the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. SamAlphaFrank.org, or just put Second Amendment Foundation, any browser, and we're going to pop right up.
Perfect. Alan Gottlieb, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you so much for your continued fight for our Second Amendment rights all across this country. I greatly appreciate your time today.
Thanks for having me.
And we will have you again. Since Jerry gave me that number, I can just call you in the middle of the night. KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. We'll be right back with your phone calls and emails at 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com right after this. Yeah, that is probably one of the biggest terms I hate, but it is the truth in politics, and that is the lesser of two evils. You know, I mean, that's why so many people vote for different people, because it's what's the other one? Better the devil you know? Mm-hmm. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk at 884-9910. What would you like to talk about today? We've had a couple of different issues on the plate, including the fact that I misreported the president burned down Cheryl's She Shed. Thank you, Vance, for correcting me. Yeah, I accidentally said Sheila's. You know, I try not to watch the commercials, but that one cracks me up. Let's see. There are a lot of fun things that you can do to get involved. You know, just as Alan Gottlieb was saying there, join a group. Join something with like-minded people that you can have fun and you can be a part of, that grassroots, get things done. Because whether we want to believe it or not, whether we want to, you know, be like Marianne Williamson and say that everything is built on love and love is what makes the world go around, it's really not. It's money. Money is what makes the world go around. Money is what people are after. That be your tax dollars, that be, you know, anything that it just gets so frustrating how, and this is where you really need to pay attention, is the fact of how your taxpayer dollars are spent. Locally, federally, the things that it is being spent on. When you're trying to still pay off car repairs that you had to have, that you put on a credit card 6 months ago, either that or you couldn't get to work. Our governor is going out and buying two new planes. Or opening up offices for, well, he calls them New Americans, but they're also service illegals, undocumented Americans. No, I'm sorry. But until you stand in front of the flag and you've gone through the process, which so many thousands have done, hundreds of thousands, put your hand over your heart and pledge your allegiance not only to that flag, but to this country and to the laws within it. You are not an American. Undocumented or not, you are not an American. So many people go through that process. They spend the money, they put in the time, they put in the work, they put in the effort because they believe in an American dream. They want to live in a little town called Genoa. Or in a bigger town called Reno, or up around a big, beautiful alpine lake they call Tahoe. They want to be a part of this great nation. And then there's the other ones who just illegally cross an imaginary border. Not so imaginary when you're building that wall. Gotta love it. Which I know people disagree with me, but I wholeheartedly support it. Well, that money could have been spent better if I... Well, you know what? The money that we spend on illegals. Their health care, their education. Their housing. That could have been spent better elsewhere as well. So which am I going to go for? I'm going to go for the wall. If we're just talking about wasting money, I'm going for the wall. Because the people who enter this country illegally, they're not just from Latin America. They're from all over the world who once again want to destroy us from within. And they are right here. They are right here in this city. They are right here in this county. They are right here in this state. So you need to start doing something to counteract them by doing what's necessary. We bring you the information and the news that you need, and we let you talk about it at 884-9910. And we are the home of Fox News. So let's do this on the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 92.3 FM in Yerington, Hawthorne, Smith, Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk. Evans Broadcast Company, we are just taking over all of Northern Nevada. You want to talk about something today, 884-9910. And please, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Check out today's poll question. Do you think Nancy Pelosi is the one that should be impeached? Yes or no? Can't wait to see the numbers on that. 75% of people voting in the last poll said that, yeah, Saudi oil fields were bombed to drag us into a war with Iran. That's funny. I remember during the 2016 election campaign periods that everybody was saying, do you really want Trump with his finger on the button? Do you really want Trump in charge of our military? Do you really want this unstable man? And yet he has done nothing to drag us into the dogs of war. Huh. Imagine that. Somebody who actually thoughtfully thinks out what's going on around the world and wants to protect Americans, American soldiers, wants to bring them home, not have them in harm's way for other people's wars. Imagine that. Sanctions work. We can see that. And we can also see other countries' leaders just waiting things out. Just waiting. Because they know that if any of those people who are running on the Democrat platform are elected, China, Iran, Syria, they will all get their way once again. We will be accepting thousands of refugees who should not be allowed into this country because they are from terrorism-sponsored countries. People who are young men who are now destroying the streets of this country in places like Chicago, Detroit, because they know they can. Oh, they're a refugee. Give them time to assimilate. It's their way in their country. Well, tell you what, this is our country, and I've got some ways for you to immediately assimilate. It's called prison. Send these people back to the countries that they should be fighting for. As they try to illegally cross borders, waving flags of the countries that they're from. If they love their country so much, then go back and fight for it. Because that's what we are doing right now, is we are fighting for the soul of our country. Yeah, I know Biden said that. But when he said it, it was being misused. The soul of our country is our Constitution. It is our Bill of Rights. It is our declaration from tyranny that, huh, it's not another country that's trying to bring tyranny on us. It's actually our own politicians. Doesn't that make you sick? Doesn't that make you just a little bit sick that we've gotten to this point where this is Reno? As I was driving in off of my little perch up on the hill, driving in, looking at the valley, looking at the basin here, think, you know, this place isn't that big. This place is not that big to be paying the taxes and the fees and the assessments that we do, so our local elected representatives can be doing and wasting the money that they do, taking advice on our homeless issue from Canada. Sorry. Let's go to those phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with Ken this morning. Hi, Ken. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I just wanted to bring up a point. How many times in the last 2 days with the Ukrainian phone call have the higher-placed Democrat officials stated that nobody is above the law? They seem to feel that the illegal aliens are above the law. They don't do anything to prosecute them or the crimes they commit.
Yeah. I don't see how Nancy Pelosi, you know, because she uses that in every speech that she makes. I don't see how she can say that with a straight face. She's got to have both
illegals and all the illegalities, the defecation on the streets and the use of needles and hardcore drugs. And she allows all that on the streets of her home city. But Trump is not above the law.
Yeah. For a phone call pointing something out that most Americans have been pointing out, that the people that need to be investigated are Joe Biden and his son, Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, Obama, because he knew about the spying being done and just the reprehensible acts that were being committed against candidate Trump.
There are so many things that Obama and the entire administration did that need to be investigated, but they're never going to do it because he's now out of office, so what does it matter? But when he Iran.
Was Iran's money, and the Obama administration was scandal-free.
Well, he admitted on national TV that he had to send cash because the restrictions on their banking was so strict they wouldn't have been able to cash a check. So he violated himself the country's sanctions, and he admitted
he violated all of us.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that's neither here nor there anymore because he's out of office. So, therefore, nothing he did matters anymore.
Well, that's interesting that you say that he's out of office, because if he was truly out of office, why is he over at all of these, you know, the UN summit over there shaking little Miss Greta's hand and John Kerry working with Iran and giving them back doorways? If these people are out of office, then why are they still working so hard against us?
Oh, I fully understand. And yeah, when I say he's out of office, that's the excuse that any Democrat will use against any investigation against him.
Do you think that when Trump is out of office in 5.5 years, that they won't investigate him for things?
Oh, no. Oh, no, they will continue to investigate him just because they hate him so much, for no other reason than pure, unadulterated hatred. He doesn't play their game. He can't be bought. He can't be intimidated. And he's getting things done that they said could never be done. They hate him for it.
Yep. Ken, thank you so much for the phone call, and thank you for being aware of what's really going on. I hope you talk to your friends and your neighbors and just keep telling the truth. You know, isn't that something that our parents taught us when we were younger, that was the most important thing? tell the truth. How these politicians can get up there and lie to your face, lie to those cameras, to the American people. No one is above the law. And you know, as soon as she closes the door, as in Nancy Pelosi closes the door, no one's above the law but us, in that wicked laugh. Yeah, we have seen it over and over and over again. Smollett, Epstein, Clintons. It happens every single time you turn around. There are two sets of laws. There are two different ways of dealing with people. Are you going to stand for that? 884-9910, whatever you want to talk about today, or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Even if it is picking up a friend who can't make it on their own to the polling places, who can't make it on their own to the grocery store to vote early, help out. Because you know that that is how the Democrats win. Not only by harvesting votes, which I do not endorse, but just loading people up on vans and buses and taking them to the polling places and signing people up. They get out there and they hustle and they get people registered. Ask your friends, are you registered to vote? It's that simple. Remind them you can do it online. Because we're going to have a huge headache coming up very shortly. It's called Election Day and same day voter registration. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with Lee this morning. Hi, Lee. What would you like to talk about?
I'll make it quick because I know you're going for a break. But I'll tell you something. Listening to this morning, and I was just amazed at the ignorance of these people that are pressing charges supposedly against Trump. And let me tell you something. Those that scream the loudest about racists are themselves the racists. If you want to move forward, you can't keep looking backwards. And let me tell you right now, and I've said that to many people, Monica, you know me well, and I'm not afraid to speak my piece. And these people are destroying their own party, which in a way makes me smile, but in a way it makes me sad because it just destroys our democracy and the union and everything that we stand for. And the more we do this type of nonsense, Monica, the more the world laughs at us. Period. And that just irritates me. And I won't keep you, my sister, from mother, I tell you.
But you, Lee, I don't think that those other countries are laughing at us. I think they're encouraging it. They're encouraging the animosity. They're encouraging the division. And it's not necessarily the destroying of the Democrat Party. It is the remaking of the Democrat Party and what they have always wanted, and that is socialism. And that is what we are going to have to fight now, basically from here on out.
Well, I know that Elizabeth Warren's going to be in Carson City next week, and I hope people are listening to me. I plan to be down there, and I hope I can find a bullhorn, because I am going to be loud and clear on my beliefs. Stay out of northern Nevada. You've already got southern Nevada squared away. Just stay the hell away from us. And I don't know. I'm just beyond words this morning. The Democrats better pull up their big boy pants and get on with life, because right now they're acting the fool. And
well, trust me, they're just going to keep acting the fool because that's all they know how to do. When you got Nadlers, amen, you know, in charge, oh, and when you got Pelosi's and Schumer's, that's, they've been in there for what, 3 decades, 40 years? It's just going to keep going on and on. All right, Lee, thank you so much, and I'll help you find one of those bullhorns because, yeah, we need to get some protesters out there for Warren and make it loud. Thank you so much. KKFT being heard on 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley and 99.1 FM Talk. We are the live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada on 99.1 FM Talk and the Monica J Show. KKFT, it's all about talk. It's all about local talk at 884-9910. So glad you've been with me today talking about your Second Amendment rights, talking about Damani High School and the unfortunate incident that happened there. You know, you publicize something as that, and you know people are going to start digging into it. So, you know, you have to keep in mind when the Democrats are coming into town, or as one of my listeners sent me an email, the Pandercrats, they are just pandering. To every single city that they go into, it's politics. You know, Pete Buttigieg. I love this article that was put out with him. He feels as though college football is problematic. And then, of course, admitted that his city relies on the sport. You've got, Mr. Steyer is coming to town. Huh. From good old California. Steyer the liar. I love that. He is due to speak at the GSR on Saturday. Get this text. Steyer didn't grow his business to $20 billion. He managed $20 billion of other people's money, the investments of his clients. He invested some of those funds in the corporation, in the corruption of private prisons. What else does he have under his carpet? These are the questions to ask. Now go. Are these events only open to Democrats? Go ask Buttigieg what he thinks about football. And then point out how we love our Wolfpack. Point out to Steyer the problems we now have in the prison systems. And of course, ask Elizabeth Warren when she's in town next week. So, you think that you didn't gain anything from being the first minority female at Harvard and lying about that? Well, I wonder who that first real minority female would have been. And what could she have accomplished with that notoriety? You lied on an application, whether you thought that was family history or not. You lied, and you taught one class. You know, I don't charge people to go and speak in events. If somebody wants to, you know, kick some gas money and a dinner my way, that's wonderful. I appreciate that. But when you go give a class for $400,000, don't you think that just to yourself, wow, that's a little exorbitant. Why don't we take that some of that money and put it towards something for the students? Tuition's on the rise, useless degrees. Huh. Some just continue to take, take, and take. Look at the ones who want to give, like the president, who gives his salary to charity. Look at the ones who have the real foundations, like the Trump foundations that actually gave money out to help people, unlike the Clinton Foundation. See who's actually out there doing the work, like Scott Pressler, not just talking about it, like good old Miss Greta. Actions are so much stronger than words. Love ya. Check you tomorrow. Monica J. Show on 99.1 FM Talk.